Do check out.
Mary had a little man.
We believe that all men are created
equal to the magnificent mosaic that is America.
From radio beacon to radio beacon.
Change has come to America.
Believe me.
Help is on the way.
Knock, knock. Who's there?
Hey! It's a figment of your imagination.
Randy Rhoads Show.
Turn up your mind.
Ні слава, ні воля. Ще нам, браття українці, усміхнеться доля. Згинуть наші вороженьки, як роса на сонці.
Yeah, so let's get something straight right now, okay? Let's clear all this mess up. I love my hair, okay? If I bought a wig, it wouldn't be the same as the hair I have. I would buy a different wig, okay? So that it wouldn't be repeating the hair I have on my freaking head. Okay, the other thing, I'm a Jew, so there ain't no sympathy for Nazis over here. I'm also Ukrainian, okay? And I was against the invasion of Iraq because Iraq was a sovereign nation, basically unarmed, okay? And it was born on the wings of lies told by Dick Cheney, Condoleezza Rice, and George W. Bush that Saddam Hussein had weapons of mass destruction. Putin is an imperialist who invaded Ukraine, annexed Crimea in 2014, invaded Ukraine a year ago today at 5 o'clock in the morning, invaded a country much smaller than Russia, much less equipped to fight the awesome Russian military. And now there are 300,000 dead people on both sides, about 150 on each side. And I am grieving for the innocent people of Ukraine, for the dead and the survivors of places like Bucha and Irpin and Mariupol and Zaporizhia, okay? I am grieving for the orphans. I am grieving for the kidnapped children. I am grieving for the elderly who have survived the Nazi invasion in Ukraine, survived the Soviet occupation of Ukraine, who fought for their independence from the Soviets, fought for their independence from Vladimir Putin's, autocratic, oligarchic, imperialistic Russia, okay? I grieve for them. Their nation and their nation's history going forward will be forever changed because their sovereignty was not respected, okay? Their freedom was not respected. Their integrity was not respected as a nation. Everybody else can go to hell, okay? I'm just so sick of it. I really am. You have, like I said yesterday, there are people on the left who are basically attention whores, okay? They don't do the right thing when no one's looking. They do the wrong thing for money, for fame, for attention, okay? And they are filling people's heads full of garbage about Nazis occupying Ukraine and about that Putin is like the good guy here. I honestly don't know how America got so completely stupid. I really don't. I do know social media is a cesspool of rage. I know that. And I know that it gets really base really quick because of the intellectual gold that is fermenting and rolling around angry people's brains as they sit in front of their computers and apparently touch themselves from the porn rush they get when they're angry. I've never seen anything like it. Meanwhile, if you're worried about Nazis, we have them here, you know. We have lots of them here. As a matter of fact, all the extremist mass murders in the United States in 2022 are linked to the far right. As you probably know by now, that right-wing extremists committed every ideologically driven mass killing identified in the United States in 2022. There's a brand new report out, and it clearly shows that America needs to clean its own backyard. We have a Nazi problem, and it's right freaking here. It's right here. And if Putin says that he's denazifying the world, what makes you think he doesn't have an axe to grind with the Nazis in the United States if he's so anti-Nazi? Which, by the way, Russia was not so anti-Nazi. Stalin and the Nazis, they had a pact, they had a deal, they were appeasers of each other, okay? So, I mean, if Putin has a valid claim that 4.5 million senior citizens in Ukraine who are left to die on the side of the road in far-flung places like Mariupol are Nazis, what do you think is going to stop him from coming here to deal with our freaking Nazi problem? Because we have an awesome, awesome Nazi problem in the United States. In fact, there are alerts now for Chicago and New York City. New York City, by the way, Nazis were, this is unbelievable. Nazis were protesting Broadway this week. They were outside a play on Broadway, not off Broadway. Okay.
Well, let's be fair. What was playing?
It's called The Parade.
All right. I have no comment. I don't know.
Yeah. And they were protesting outside of a Broadway theater as The Parade was, being performed in Manhattan. And now you have a warning from the ADL and other organizations that, we need to be vigilant because Nazis have declared, not American Nazis, you know, like 3%ers and Proud Boys and Oath Keepers and Patriot Front and Adam Waffen, okay, and the whole gang on Stormfront, right? That whole group started in Eastern, I think it was Utah or some crap, and they've decided that they are going to have themselves a day of hate. Yeah, they're into it. Hate is, for them, it's like getting off, okay? It feels that good. It feels that good. And if you really are into hate, I'll tell you what I'll do for you, okay? You make a donation to my show, and I will send you an 8x10 of me, and I will laminate it so you can use it over and over and over again, okay? I mean, people are just so disgusting. I can't even tell anymore. Like, are they tweeting at me from Red Square or some troll farm in St. Petersburg? They working for Prigozhin now? Who, by the way, you have to ask yourself, who is fighting in Ukraine? Who's actually doing the fighting in Ukraine? These are convicts, okay? These are murderers and convicts who were sent to Russian prisons that are now being told that they have one chance to get out of prison. And here's your chance. Go to Ukraine and be a meat wave. Literally, be a wave of human meat so we can discover where the Ukrainians are hunkered down trying to defend their own country from Putin's convicts. I mean, it is such a twisted understanding of what is going on in the world. And for some reason today, I have become the target of it. Me and John Cooper. You know, I looked at John Cooper's tweet today, his Twitter feed. And he's saying, you know, like he goes through a whole litany of the stuff he's been called this morning and asks how my day is going. I wrote to him the same. It's unbelievable to me. It is just crazy. So if you're hyper, alert to Nazis, go to Chicago. Fight them there. Fight them in New York, because that's where they are.